You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It was 5 years ago that Lisa Dougherty founded Juno Compost. She's here today to give us an update on her business, which is also her passion. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here today. So you hit an important milestone recently. In 5 years, how much organic waste have you composted?
Well, back in May, we collected our millionth pound of food scraps, so it felt like a pretty big milestone, and that's a million pounds of food scraps. That doesn't include all of the manure and wood chips and yard debris we compost, and that was probably another million pounds in itself.
Wow. So like 2 million pounds of waste diverted and composted. It sounds like a huge amount. What is like the measurable impact of that?
Well, you could drive out to our site on Anka Street and you can see the mounds and mounds of stuff. And what's really noticeable about it to me is that there's, you know, a couple hundred thousand pounds of rotting food scraps at any moment and you can't even smell them or see them. And in just a few weeks, most food scraps are on their way to becoming finished compost.
Wow. Happens a lot faster than one would think.
Yeah, we tend to sell our compost when it's about a year old. We have a really long curing time just to fine-tune the compost. That's when the worms really can come in and you get lots of worm castings. And so it's producing kind of a higher quality compost. But yeah, after 3 months, you know, it just looks like soil.
So in 5 years' time, you've come a long way from the business, from where you started. And I know that you're hoping to grow it. Is there room to grow this business? Pun intended.
Yeah, so right now, I think this year we're going to be slated to do about 400,000 pounds of food scraps. But if you look at the big picture of what's going in the landfill, there's potentially close to 19 million pounds of compostables that are currently being landfilled. So while it does feel like a lot to be composting 50,000 pounds of food scraps a week, just as a, you know, two-woman crew, there's still a lot more that we could be doing, and we love the opportunity to tackle all that.
What are some things that you would need to be able to expand to the next level?
Well, our site is pretty constraining. It's pretty much like a long piece of spaghetti, which doesn't really lend itself to being super efficient in moving materials around. And also, we don't have a paved surface, and so we're battling mud, as you could imagine, in a rainforest all the time. And so we're really hoping to pave our site, but we're also at the precarious point of, like, do we want to pave the site we're at now? Is it really big enough to serve Juno's needs? And so we're really trying to find a site that is going to be where we put all of our investments in pavement and structures, because we're going to be there for a long time serving Juno at a really high level.
Do you have your eye on any place right now?
I sure do. Yeah. But it's a long process, you know, trying to work with the city, trying to work with other entities, private owners. You know, Juno doesn't have that much land that is ideal and that is zoned properly. And so we are actively looking. So if anybody has any ideas, I know the Walmart parking lot. Everyone is going to say that.
But I didn't think of that, but that would be cool.
Yeah, we are actively looking for a bigger place to be where we can really set down roots and invest some money.
That's great. How about community partnerships? Are there things that we could be doing, folks here in Juno who want to support your business that could help?
I mean, I look at our partners are the people who subscribe to our services and choose to divert from the landfill, and the people who on the back end are buying our finished compost instead of getting stuff that's trucked in from who knows where, made from who knows what, wrapped in a lot of plastic. Mm. So those are currently our community partners. We are trying to reach out and bring other people to the game. One example is right now I'm working with CBJ staff to apply for a grant so that they could get the schools composting. And to me, that is an important thing, where if every day children are at school and they're learning this habit of composting, like that's going to have the shift where they're going to want to be lifelong composters.
Definitely. That sounds like a great idea. I hope that pans out. So let's talk about some of your products. What are your top sellers?
Well, we have finished compost, and that is used if you already have a garden or you already have, whether it's container gardens or a greenhouse or just growing on the ground, you can use compost to amend your soil each year. And so it's providing some nutrients, but it's mostly providing biology. And so earthworms and other creatures that you can and cannot see that are basically keeping the ecosystem of your soil intact. And so in my garden, I tend to add compost every year, a quarter inch to half an inch. You don't really need that much, just mixing in the top layer of your garden. And then if you don't have a garden already, you wouldn't want to plant in straight compost. It would just hold too much moisture. It would get waterlogged. And so we have our raised bed mix for that. And that is basically sand and compost and organic fertilizer. And it's meant to be a pour and plant sort of thing. So it's really easy to get a garden started. And then we also make a potting mix, which has peat and perlite and sand and compost and organic fertilizer. And that's meant for container growing. It does really well for hanging baskets. It's good for starting seeds indoors. And just any potted plant, like everything in my greenhouse is grown in the potting mix. And then we also have compost mulch, which is a woodier product, and it's meant for top dressing perennials.
Wow. Do you run out?
We do. This is the first year where it was not a panic run out because we produced more than double what we produced the year before. Mm. And so this was our first year where we were able to sell wholesale. We'd had inquiries in the past, but we always had to say no. So this year, you know, we're at Don Abel's, Western Auto, and Sunny Slope Farm. And we are getting ready to start sifting and bagging again for fall compost sales. And most people tend to think about gardening in the spring because we've been inside all winter and we're just ready to work in the garden. But fall time is actually a really great time to apply compost or to think about getting your compost to apply for when you're closing your garden down. Because once you've pulled all your kale and your lettuce, it's a really great time to spread compost, put down some seaweed or leaves, and then put some plastic over your garden so it can break down over the winter and shed that rain.
Wow. That's great advice. And in addition to the products that you have on offer, you're also you're starting some new services. Do you want to talk a little bit about those?
Sure. Yeah. So we've always collected food scraps at the curb, and we a few years ago implemented our drop-off program where people can bring their food scraps to us. And then now we're really trying to branch out and serve people who are not in single-family homes. And so we're serving condo homeowners associations and apartments. And so there's a few different ways people can sign up. Either individuals can sign up and just have their own service, or you can get your board to provide this service for the entire community. And so we're using 64-gallon roller carts that are just like trash cans that you see at the curb. And then when the whole HOA is signed up, then people can contribute to that one bin, which we service every week.
Wow. How does that kind of service compare to how you started off with your company, driving around picking up buckets?
Yeah, well, back in the day, it was in a Subaru and a whole lot different, a pitchfork and a Subaru and just a couple hours a week. Now we have, you know, we still don't have a big packer truck, like a garbage truck. That's on the wish list. But we have a larger 3500 truck and we have a lift gate. And so we're able to serve commercial clients using those roller carts. And they can be quite heavy, you know, 300 pounds for a bin is kind of standard for a lot of our customers.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Well, how can we buy your products or sign up for your services? What's the best way?
So JunoCompost.com is our website. And so there's a contact form on there. You can just fill it out and sign up for service. And then if you're looking to buy our products, then you just click on the store tab and there's a pre-order form there. And I would say mid-August is when we're going to start filling those orders.
Do you have to subscribe to Juno Compost to purchase your products?
Nope. Anybody can buy it. We do give in the springtime when everybody really wants to get gardening. We give first dibs to our subscribers. They get usually a couple weeks to get ahead of the line, and then it opens up community-wide, so anybody can buy our compost.
That's wonderful. Lisa Doherty of Juno Compost joining me today to give us some updates on 5 years in business and 1 to 2 million pounds of compost diverted from the landfill. Is there anything else you want to share today before you say goodbye?
No, thank you for having me. And if anybody wants to help grow composting in Juno, just send me an email because I would love to have collaborators.
Yeah, some volunteers.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.